If you didn't know, today is a great special day, but it's become a bit lost in people's imagination. It's a great special church day. Today is All Saints. And in the past, All Saints was a much greater thing than it is today. But we're doing All Saints today. Of course, yesterday was Halloween. Do you know, I was told that they were having a special do in Carvely, and that I think 120 houses were all having special Halloween displays. Do you know where the name Halloween, I'm sure some of you old folks, do you know where the name Halloween comes from? All Hallows' Eve. Today is the big day, and yesterday was the Eve of All Hallows. We are the All Hallows. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Heavenly Father, your name be hallowed. And we are the hallowed people. We're not hallowed perhaps because we're absolutely, fantastically, perfectly righteous. We're hallowed because God bestows it on us. And one of the problems with the idea of saints is that we sort of think they're like the premiership of Christians, the saints. But actually, we're all saints. In fact, your saint, Wilfred, I'm never quite sure what to make of St. Wilfred. I don't think he was the nicest, kindest, most Jesus-like of people, but he was great at building churches and cathedrals, so he's a saint. I used to live in South Manchester, and where we lived, at the side of the church, there was a pub that was called Saints and Sinners. And I remember going in one night. I'd been to church and I had my dog collar on. And the landlord gave me a funny look. I says, "What's the problem?" "I'm trying to work out which are you." I says, "I'm both." Saints are not wonderful, perfect people. But they are God's people. They are the hallowed ones. Not through their own righteousness, but because he lets his hallowedness shine onto us. And tomorrow, it will be All Souls, which is the day in the year, it's a bit like Spiritual Remembrance Sunday, where remember especially, you know, those dear to us of God's people that are no longer with us. Well, no longer with us on this earth. So I'm going to be thinking of two people. I'm going to be thinking of Charles, a great Christian man, church organist, and he was one of the first people in Bradford to die of coronavirus in the very early days of March. I'm also going to be thinking of someone, and some of you may remember her. Do you remember someone called Gloria?
Yes.
Who came to this church?
She's in the church, yeah, and her husband.
Really? And she came here to train as a lay reader, and she stayed on.
Yeah.
And Gloria by name and Gloria by nature. So yesterday was the Eve of All Hallows. Today is All Hallows Day. We are the All Hallowed people. We are the great saints of his great church. And tomorrow it is All Souls. Two thoughts from our scripture readings this morning about the saints, which of course is us. Don't you think it's rather nice? We spend week after week coming here and being told about God is this, God is that, God is the other. Today, one Sunday in the year, it's primarily about us, my friends. And at first reading, this is from the book of Revelation. It's looking, after this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white and with palm branches in their hands. This great multitude in heaven, before the throne of God, worshipping him with palm branches and white and pure, all hallowed people. And that's us. Fantastic image. And to just inspire and reassure every one of us. We may well be a lockdown people, but we are also a saintly people, because we are God's people. Did you pick up that little line from the reading of the gospel? I put it in because I wanted to catch that last sentence where the disciples come back and they've been on a mission serving Jesus, sent them out. They've had a great time and they're all very excited and they tell him all the wonderful thing. And he says, this is absolutely brilliant. I share your rejoicings. And then he says, actually, if there's one thing to really rejoice about, even more than how God has used you and how you're serving God and what you're doing for God, if there's one thing to really rejoice about, he says, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And back in Revelation, it talks about the Lamb, it talks about the book of life in which our names are written, and about the Lamb's book of life. This is a piece of old, we don't have them anymore, but you will all remember these incredible things we used to get every year called telephone directories. They were gigantic, weren't they, really? Page after page of everybody in the town who had a telephone. Can you imagine if your name wasn't in there? Oh, see, they've still not got a phone. And God has got such a book. Not about people with telephones, but just about people who are his people. The book of life. Jesus says, rejoice, all saints, that your name is written in that book of life. Amen.